The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Looking to get home pretty quickly today because I'm going to have to take a nap. I didn't sleep last night very much at all.
Oh, no.
Because I forgot to take my sleep medicine. You know, I have the same routine every night. And I was up in the middle of the night. And I was, you know, up and down, and it hit me. Oh, I didn't take my sleep medicine.
Oh,
so
no.
I have a disorder. I don't just, dope myself up to go to sleep at night.
Oh, I
if
do.
If anybody's wondering.
With the Benadryl. Question, do you have to take it before a nap?
No, not. I have to have 6 hours. So that's why if I wake up at midnight and go, oh, I forgot to take it, I can't then take it because I got to be up in 3 hours.
Gotcha.
Or less. You know, so I just have to. Just have to do it.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't peeping on your phone, but I saw your alarm.
Yeah.
The other day. Why was a one the first number?
Yeah, I get. Yeah.
That's it. Insane.
I got to walk the dog in the morning, and then I like reading the news and stuff. So yeah, I like getting up super early.
That's what time I went to bed half the time in my 20s.
Yeah. Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that. You know.
Yeah.
I'm just
different now.
I'm 2 or 2:30 most of the time.
What?
Yeah.
I'll be sleeping the last minute. I'm about to wear my makeup to bed and just tuck and roll out.
But Jody's got a hair appointment today. And so she'll be out doing her thing. And if I take a nap, I don't have to hear, why are you so tired? And then if I say, I forgot to take my sleep medicine, she'll go, what? You need to handle your business or get your mind out of that TV. You probably can't wait to get in there and start watching TV in the bed when you're supposed to be sleeping. Or, you know, get out of that phone. You can pay attention to what you're doing. You know, it's always something like that. So
it says murders you're watching.
Yeah, murder. Get murder off your mind.
Get murder off your mind.
So then when I'm not watching murder shows, I will get on to old comedies that I, you know, used to love. Now that I can watch them, no commercials and just straight through, and it's kind of mindless, whatever. Then she criticizes that. My God, are you watching Cheers again?
Yeah. You like, can't win.
No. Yeah. If I'm watching murder, that's why you can't sleep. You're watching murder.
Murder.
Turn that TV off. Like if she has to come in the room for something after I first go in there. And then she goes, well, I came to bed last night and I heard, I could hear through the wall. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows you. I heard your little Cheers song in here when you're supposed to be asleep.
Do you ever feel pressured to lie when she confronts you with one of those questions? Like, because I'm scared of authority. I always have been. So if like somebody confronts me about something, I freak out. So I'd be like, no, I wasn't watching. You don't?
No, I don't. And most of the time now I don't even answer. I don't respond because she'll come in and throw all that out. And it's like it's like a defense attorney or a prosecutor, and you're on the stand and they start firing all these questions at you, but they don't give you time to answer or explain.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like,
you just ignore it.
Yeah. So why are you watching Cheers again? How many times have you seen this? And da, 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 da. And then I would go, well, I haven't seen it in years. It's mindless. I'm not concentrating on it. Da, 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 da. I would try to do that before. And she would already be out of the room.
She's not looking for an answer.
She's not looking for an answer. So I don't know why she asks questions. Yeah. She just should come in and make statements. You're an idiot. You're stupid. You need to do what I say you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, turn that TV off, whatever.
Yeah.
So you just let her get it out of her system.
Yeah. Now that we're talking about this, she would be a perfect prosecutor. She missed her calling.
Yeah.
Because I could see her in
just
there.
Grilling.
Like, Lincoln Lawyer. Here we are. Love it.
I do love that show.
I do too.
I haven't seen the new ones yet, though. You know why? Because it's too heavy. I've been trying to watch light stuff.
Not all that murder.
I've been trying to watch Light Days.
is it the movie, TV version of the movie?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's really good.
Is it
really? Mm-hmm.
Matthew McConaughey in it?
No, it's a Mexican fella.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the movie.
He's very, the movie's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
But yeah, he's a sexy Mexican fella. Suave.
So cute.
Debonair.
Oh, I'm a sexy Mexican.
Yeah. Very demure.
Nev Campbell plays in it. She plays his ex-wife. She's a prosecutor. He's a defense attorney.
Good for her.
And I like the ex. Well, she gets on my nerves sometimes, but the ex-wife.
It works as his secretary or assistant or whatever.
But, it's a good show. Mm-hmm. I like it.
It is.
I'm trying to think of the new. I don't think it's that. I think some of it's lighthearted. I don't think it's that intense, but maybe for what you're going for.
Lincoln Lawyer. Well, see, and if it's a drama like that, I'll get sucked up into it, and that's when I'll just end up being on my ass all day, just watching.
I get that.
But the best attorney show that I think I've ever seen is the first season of Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton. Mm-hmm. But this is a good. I like attorney shows, cop shows, and comedies.
Mm-hmm. Crime and comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Crime,
It's the double C.
My mom might have a recommendation. When I left after Christmas, we had like kids over and there was food and it was like a whole big thing. So when I left, she was like, your father's going to play golf. I'm going to eat my Christmas cookies and I'm going to watch the new season of Virgin River on Netflix.
Jody loves Virgin
River.
And then I said, oh, what is that? Is that like a girl show? She always says the same thing. She's like, it's like a stupid show.
Yeah.
A stupid thing.
Yeah.
But she was so looking forward to that as a way of sort of mindless entertainment, I guess.
I think that it is a better production and more professional looking Hallmark type show, isn't it?
Yes.
It's way better production, way better acting and all of that, but it's that type of show.
It's very Hallmarky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Really?
Yeah. And mindless, but also heartwarming.
It's not like smutty or anything.
No.
Yeah, because my mom wouldn't watch like a, gratuitous thing like that. So I was like, oh, it just
like everybody goes down to the river to lose their virginity.
Yeah, that's how I picture.
That's why it's called Virgin River.
Yeah, I mean, it's got virgin in the name. I was like, that's an odd name for a show, but I figured
some suspense, like murders, but not many.
Yeah.
So it's like probably like a drama that is directed by a woman and produced by women.
Correct. Right?
So there's not a lot of blood and violence and things like that.
Okay.
The stuff that I like.
Yeah. Right. There's no blood. It's a murder where you don't see it happen. Yeah. You just know it happened because they're talking about it.
I don't know what the show was that we watched. It may have been that Fool Me Once show.
Yes.
With that really pretty British woman.
Uh-huh.
And it was a murder type mystery show, and it was a woman murder show because they didn't show much violence at all. Really,
she was cute too. The main character, she was pretty.
And usually British women aren't
right.
She is pretty.
Not as but she was. She was
not as pretty as what?
Because the dental. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. Their dental work isn't up to standards.
Right. Because it's government controlled.
Yeah, so I think that's the main.
Yeah, if you can find a rare British woman that has had her teeth fixed and all, I guess they could be pretty. But this one's pretty even by American standards.
Gorgeous.
She's pretty by Brazilian standards.
She's
to
beautiful.
Me. She's
right?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That was beautiful. A good show.
Yeah, but again,
wow.
Well, it was no Mayor of Kingstown. See, now that
Kyle loves that.
That's show. The type of show that I like.
That's too. You're getting too aggressive there.
Yeah.
Right.
And I love it. Love the violence and all of that. The realism of it. But once it gets gory, I have to look away.
Sure.
I can take the violence. I can't take the blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm with you on that.
And Jody tells me when I can look.
I swear,
because I mean she doesn't get queasy by blood and guts and all of that like I do, so I'll just say she'll sit there the whole time and she's going, don't look, no, don't, oh my god, don't look.
You're like a kid. Yeah. You're like hands over your eyes.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen head explode like that.
don't look.
And she'll do that, and she'll go, okay, you can look.
She's basically narrating the whole thing.
They turned him inside out. Don't look.
Oh, my God, blood everywhere.
And she could have it going for a lot longer, just to keep, play a joke on me. It could already be off of that scene, and she could say, "Don't look! Yeah. Oh my God! Oh!" And then you know, it could be in a commercial.
Or yep,
he's wearing the body like a hat. Don't look.
I didn't know he could dig that far into somebody.
More extra funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Earlier today, we were talking about Myrtle Beach for some reason. And, you know, we live in the Charlotte area, so a lot of people go to Myrtle Beach from here if they go on vacation or fun times. And it's known as being a fun place. Like, it's a, you know, not held up as, let's say, the Hamptons would be. It's, it's considered a, you know, common man's. I don't want to say Redneck Riviera because that phrase is just so overly used.
No.
But it's, you know.
It's not snobby.
It's inexpensive. And a lot, you can go there and not spend a lot of money. But you can go there and also spend a lot of money. I mean, there's North Myrtle Beach, which is a little more upscale than Myrtle Beach. Or is it a lot more upscale? I don't know. I've never been.
There's some bougie places over there. But yeah. I call it, if people aren't familiar with it and they're from up north, a southern version of the Jersey Shore. Would you say like a southern version?
Yeah, that might be accurate.
Because there's like a boardwalk. There's kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you would say maybe Gatlinburg on the water.
Sure. Yeah. Touristy.
Well, we used to be on a radio station there. It was one of our affiliates. And the radio station would bring us in to do appearances and things and meet the listeners that we had there and all that kind of thing. And I was just saying, hey, you remember, I said, Lindsay, did you work with us when we would go do those affiliate trips to Myrtle Beach and they put us up in those terrible hotels and all that? And she and Rob weren't part of the show back then. And they'd never heard the story about the guy that I encountered in the elevator of this hotel. So, we were headed out. First of all, when we checked in the hotel, it's right on the beach. And they made us put a deposit down. Each person had to put a deposit down to get a remote control for the TV. Because you think that the guests have been there. They'd had experienced enough of the guests throwing them off the balcony or, you know, being uncouth and uncivilized and that sort of thing. So right away, you know, it's not really, you know, they're not pampering us by any means.
Sure.
And then we get into the room and there was one towel hanging on the rack in the bathroom and it was stiff, like it had been rinsed and wrung out and then hung over the thing. So had to try to get some more towels and I may have cut myself on one of them.
It was so hard.
Yeah.
See. Towel cut.
So we were in this van and that's what we would go to and fro the appearances that we had to do. And we got in the van and I forgot my phone in the room. So I said, "Oh, let me run up to the room. I'll be right back." So I run to the elevator, and just as I'm stepping on the elevator, nobody else is on it, this guy stumbles in, clearly drunk as hell, just waddles in to the elevator and kind of just collapses against the wall, the back wall of the elevator. And in the elevator, there are these big mats that have holes in them for people who are dripping out of the pool or, you know, whatever keeps you from slipping in the elevator. Well, he looked like he had either just taken the steps out of the water and walked right into the elevator, either from the ocean or from the pool. I mean, he didn't try to towel off one iota. And his eyes are closed. And I said, "What floor are you going to, man?" And he, you know, managed to get it at 10, man. And he was on the verge of passing out.
Oh, my God.
So I'm standing there in the elevator with this guy, and all of a sudden I hear water running. Oh, God. And I look over at him, and he's got this look of relief on his face.
Oh my God.
And he is peeing all over himself and all over that elevator, just like,
You are kidding.
Yeah.
Like, and didn't take the pants off, obviously.
No. Just like if he were lying in the bed, he would have wet the bed.
Oh, my God. Please, what did you do?
I just stood there looking at him, and then I started looking down, and thank God that mat was there, because all of that went under the mat, and I wasn't having to step in it or wait, you know, step over it.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. And I hit the next floor up, coming up, so it would stop and let me off of it, and I got on another one. To let him go. I mean, he had that those board shorts that had flames all over him.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. I can see skinny. You know, he lives on beer and cigarettes.
Oh yeah.
Just that skinny redneck looking guy. Just,
oh my God. And in today's time, I'm not saying you didn't have a cell phone, but this is just not who you are. Somebody could have pulled out their phone and videoed that. He would be all over the internet.
That's true.
But I just heard, you know, you can hear when what dripping from somebody's body sounds like, and then when it increases all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was yellow running down.
Ew, you know, it was just so like, gross. And it probably stunk. Or he probably stunk.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, is something dripping?
I did. I was like, where is that? And then I looked over at him because he made that.
That is disgusting. I think the relief is the worst part of it too. Yeah. Like the making noise, like, ugh.
And I didn't know whether he was trying to make it to his room to do that, or he was just on his way up and then I just hit it. Yeah. I think somebody had said, you need to go sleep it off or something. Yeah. You've had enough. And then he stumbles out there. And then while he's in the elevator, just couldn't control himself.
Now, is it a common, this isn't the first time, well, the first time I've heard about someone peeing in an elevator, but it not the first time I've heard of a guy being drunk and like getting out of bed and thinking he's out and peeing somewhere.
Yeah.
Is that common?
I hear of a lot of guys doing that, in the closet.
Because girls don't do that. I just don't know how the.
My brother one time was traveling with his job, and he sleeps naked, and he stepped into the bathroom to pee in the middle of the night, and when the door closed behind him, he realized he was locked in the hall.
What?
Now that is hilarious.
Yeah. Oh.
So then what? I mean, he's obviously
so he bad. Said I started freaking out. I woke up really fast and I started freaking out, and he said I ran to the elevator, and there was a love seat kind of thing in that elevator area. He said I took the cushions off of that, and I put one in front of me and one behind me.
Smart thinking.
And went down to the lobby and said, I have locked myself out of my room. Can you come let me in the room?
Oh my God.
And they did. They went back up there and let him in. He said, once I get in the room, you can look at my ID to see that I belong in the room.
Yeah.
I made a mistake in my sleep. I was sleepwalking.
Good Lord.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that. That's wild.
That would make me never sleep naked again if that was.
I know. Just not in public anymore.
Can't trust it.
That's great. And you know, like video cameras in the hallway, probably. What's this dude doing?
You know, talking about peeing in places you shouldn't. Not me, but my brother works with a guy who peed in two different places. One was into someone's boot. Because my brother traveled, he's an electrician, mm-hmm. he traveled. And then the other was into a fan that sprayed onto someone.
That's bad.
He was drunk both times.
That would be fun.
Being in a fan? Let's see where this goes. Who's hot? Gross.
Can you imagine, though, getting up, putting your boots on the next morning?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm more mad about the boots than the fan. Yeah. You messed up my leather boots.
The guy whose boots they were, he called himself the Hawk. You pissed in the Hawk's boot. What are you doing?
Well, that's not going to be good for no damn body.
No.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.